Hey, Justin. Thanks for joining us today. What's your overall impressions and assessment of this 2023 season?
That's a good question. I think overall the season was decent. Obviously, I think if you look at it from my standpoint, I think we could have, done better. And I think we got, how am I going to put this? Let's see. I think if you look at it from an outside perspective and you just look at the beginning of the year, I think we made it to the, what did we get in the Leagues Cup?
Round of 16.
Open Cup, round of
semifinal,
playoffs, check. Could if we beat Houston, then it's all of a sudden we're looking at a different story. But I think every season is just there's so much that goes into it. So I wouldn't call this season a failure. I wouldn't call it a incredible success, because I think there was heights that we could have reached that we didn't. But I think there's plenty to build on, and an exciting future. We got a lot of young players who are, their first season here, and I think there's only room to go up. So,
for you, you mentioned at the beginning of the season that you wanted to hit the 5-goal mark, and you were able to accomplish that. How does it feel to kind of maybe reach that personal goal for you?
Yeah, that one feels good. Obviously, again, it was a wild season for me personally as well. So I feel like that. Hitting that benchmark was good, but it was sort of an afterthought for my season personally.
It seemed like a little bit after the Leagues Cup break, the team was more susceptible to defensive errors, where the bad passes in the back led to easy goals for the other team. What kind of maybe needs to change in the off season to kind of clean up defensively? A team who was so good defensively last season.
Another good question. I think, again, all of that is there's a lot of it that's mental. There's a lot of it that will probably be addressed in preseason. So I'm not quite sure how to work on that necessarily in the off season. But I'm sure come preseason we'll work on that.
Thanks, Justin.
Hey, Justin. How do you feel the added minutes of the League's Cup games this year affected kind of the season and affected you?
It was definitely the longest season I've been a part of, for sure. I think not only physically but mentally, and throwing League's Cup in the middle of the year is obviously it's a fun tournament, and it's the incentives are nice. So it's good. But it is a lot on the body and the mind. You're going from January to November, hopefully December. So it definitely adds a little bit. But again, I think it is a fun tournament, and I think we, again, if we had gone even farther in that than we did, then maybe I'm sitting here telling you it's the best tournament in the world, but it's a good one for me, but definitely adds a little on the legs and the mind.
Alex touched a little bit on this, but you were 11th in the league in passes completed, obviously hitting your goal of scoring 5 goals. There were some defensive miscues. Do you have any personal specific goals? I know it's an early look, but an early look at any specific goals you have for next year?
Yeah, I would love to hit 5 goals again next year, but I would trade that for no defensive miscues. I would for sure trade that. My first job is a defender, is to keep the ball out of the net. So that's my first goal. And then scoring 5 goals is always a cherry on top, and it kind of adds a little to the team and to get everyone going. But no, just being a defensive stalwart and hoping that there's no mistakes like that next year is the goal.
And then obviously you're one of the longest tenured player for this team. Captain for a lot of games this year as well. How do you find your role kind of in mentorship and mentoring some of these younger guys, and how excited are you for the future to be able to play with these guys and see their development?
Yeah, no, I'm buzzing. I'm buzzing for next season already. We have loads of young guys who are ready to come in and make their mark. Obviously, we got, you know, Nelson, Ojeda, Luna, who's had an incredible year. I mean, you guys are very aware of that. But it's going to be awesome to see these guys grow and continue to grow and hopefully grow in a way where we can bring some silverware back to Salt Lake and you know, bring something back for this city. So
great. Thanks, Justin.
Cool.
You've been here, I think, through 4 coaches, 3 GMs, and 2 owners. As you try to build off of this, having seen change and what that does, how important is consistency for what you're trying to accomplish next year?
Yeah, it's huge. It definitely is massive. Especially like you said, when you go through so many different changes within the club, having that on-field product and having that consistency is a huge, I would say, point of pride for me, and also just a selling point for the club. You know, and they know that the team's gonna put a good performance out or put a solid performance out. It helps the fans buy in. It helps whatever we need, sponsors or anything like that. It makes everything flow more smoothly, I'd say, when you have a project that everyone wants to be in on, as opposed to when you're not consistent and people are kind of looking like, do I want to touch that? Maybe not. Whereas if you have a team that's consistently, you know, getting goals, getting wins, and you can tell that there's an energy there and a direction that the club is going, it makes it that much more enticing for everyone to buy into.
How much easier as a player on the field is it for those 11 guys when there's a consistent vision? Even though players come and go, they bring in the same types of players, so everything doesn't have to change. And then the coaching staff is asking to do the same things, so you stop thinking and you start reacting because of the consistency.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and like you said, when you have that, it makes it so much easier for a player who hasn't played all season to come in. They know their role. They know exactly what's expected of them. And then when everyone's on the same page like that, it just makes everything better. It minimizes injuries. It minimizes the role that plays, because you have someone who's ready to come in and they know exactly what's expected of them. So, yeah, that's...
What will it mean to be able for everyone to be able to work with Chicho for a full year, as opposed to him coming in wildly talented, but coming in 2/3 of the way through the year and then having an injury?
No, it's going to be huge. Obviously, we all know what an important player he is and the moments of magic that he can produce. And just having him be there with the team for the full year is going to be massive. And even just getting the preseason in with him and making sure that everyone's fit and ready to go on the same page. And even I'm not quite sure how many games he played with all the other attackers, but just making sure they're all on the same page and getting reps in, day out, is going to be absolutely huge for our attack.
Learn to bring down those 60-yard balls for you so you can get your 5 assists.
Exactly. 5 goals, 5 assists.
Last thing, where do you go to get away now?
I'm headed to Hawaii. Headed to Hawaii for a week with the fam. And then I actually have a New Zealand trip also with the fam. Yeah, should be exciting. Nice little break.
Which island?
I think both.
Okay.
I think north
and
south.
Hawaiian Island too. You have both islands for New Zealand and then in Hawaii.
The Big Island.
Big Island.
Yeah.
Volcanoes, yeah. National Park. You won't be disappointed.
All right. I'll keep that right here.
To be driven across a volcano you haven't really been. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
First one is, obviously you mentioned that there's a lot of players in year one. How exciting is it to have the investment from ownership then pay off on the field? Obviously we have players like Chicho, Nelson, Ojeda, Vera, who have all had wildly successful first seasons. Mm-hmm. How exciting is it for you on the field to see that this unprecedented investment actually in RSL history pay off on the field?
Yeah, no, it's awesome. Yeah, especially going through, you know, the different ownerships and all that, it's awesome to see when us as players are so invested in the club to see the club going out and getting these players that we weren't getting, you know, five, even a couple years ago that we weren't really looking for. And it's awesome for me because it shows that they share the vision. They want our success just as bad as we want our success, you know. And we're all on the same team fighting and just trying to get better day in, day out. And you know, it's nice because obviously we're doing that every day. And then we see that when they go out and get a player like Chicho and Nelson and Vera and all these guys, that they're right there with us and they're wanting success just as bad as we are.
That last playoff game against Houston at home, I don't know if you felt it on the field, but for a lot of us in the press box and the stands, felt that was probably the most electric crowd that we've had for a while.
Yeah.
What message do you have for the fans to maybe carry that into next year?
Yeah, no. 2024 is going to be obviously an exciting season. I'm sure it's going to have its own up and downs. But you guys, obviously the fans were electric all year, and it just makes it so much better. It makes it so much better at home when the fans are fired up and you score a goal or you make a big tackle and the crowd goes wild. It's just it's a completely different feeling as opposed to, you know, doing that. And there's you look around and there's not much going on. It's just it doesn't feel like much. But you guys brought the energy all season. And 2024, I'm hoping we can do something special and see you guys and celebrate together.